Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association. PCA provides painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pcapainted.org. Talk is increasing these days about a possible recession to hit the American economy in the next few years, perhaps sooner than later. Is your business recession-proof? Adam Rall from Home Advisor talks with us about how businesses can prepare to survive challenging economic times and come out even stronger on the other side. It's perhaps not coincidental that these strategies also happen to help you grow a strong, sustainable business in the best of times as well as the worst. Adam will be presenting an hour-long webinar about recession-proofing your business on Wednesday, September 10th at 3 p.m. Central. Go to pcapainted.org to learn more. Hey, Adam, welcome to Paint Ed.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Adam, you are from Home Advisor. And can you tell us a little bit about what you do there?
Yeah. So I'm a strategic partnership manager in our business development department. So really what I focus on and my team focuses on is working with large companies, large networks of contractors, associations like PDCA, and just, you know, really educating them on what Home Advisor does, telling them about our products, and helping them grow their business.
Okay, so I know you work with a lot of contractors, and you've done some surveys before, and we've seen some of those results. It's neat to see the aggregation of a lot of people's opinions and the feeling in the industry and what's going on out there. I know you and I have talked a little bit about this coming recession, what that looks like, when it's coming, who all knows about it, what is the proper response. So let me ask you some questions here. So what is the next recession that you guys see coming?
Yeah, you know, Chris, I think that's kind of the million-dollar question. It's really a matter of time. It's hard to say exactly when, but what we're seeing right now, and not to get too much into finance or anything like that, but the yield curve on bonds is inverted, which has generally been a good indicator that it's on the way. You know, the global trade situation is heating things up, and that's making people nervous. So it's hard to say for sure, but Wall Street's telling us it's projected within the next 18 months, and most likely it's going to be sooner than that.
And do you know, I know this is kind of a one-off question, but what does that involve? Like what kind of a recession? How bad is it going to be?
So we're definitely going to see a little bit of a lag in the economy. It's not going to be really comparable to 2008. That's why it was called the Great Recession back then. But, you know, we're going to see consumers' belts tightening up a little bit. The kind of trade situation has been no secret in the news. So we're seeing the price of goods going up a little bit, too. But to answer your question, it's not going to be to the degree of where we were at 10 years ago.
Okay. And do you feel like a lot of contractors know about this coming recession? What's the word on the street from what you hear? Because I don't think I hear a whole lot about it from our contractors anyway.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's not huge in the news, the imminence of this coming recession. But if you pay attention to kind of finance and economics, we do know that it's coming. So we hope that not just contractors, but people in general are aware of it. And that's really what I hope to, I guess, bring to light and accomplish today is telling people about what to expect. You know, our media outlets and Wall Street have told us it's not something that might happen, but it is something that is going to happen. Again, not to the degree that it was in 2008, but it's still going to affect our economy, and it's going to affect the way people spend. So it's going to affect ultimately your business. Hmm. You know, cost of materials have gone up. Marketing is more fragmented than ever, just with so much of it online and different things like that. And there's a labor shortage, which no one in the industry is a stranger to. So really what we want to do is provide sound advice and tools to help all companies make it through the uncertain times to come.
I think it's interesting, you know, wondering about who all knows about it or who all has heard about it, because I bet you, I mean, I've heard about this here and there, and you know, it's kind of interesting. I read something the other day. We're so deeply invested in our picture of reality that really changing that is really hard. And retooling is an extravagance that we don't, you know, we don't want to do that. We don't want to have to do that. So sometimes it's easier to be in denial And denial, its very function is to be unconscious. Like, you don't realize you're in denial of something. And I'm not saying that people are in denial of a coming recession. I'm just saying it's kind of hard to commit to a complete upset of your picture of reality unless you're really, really sure it's coming. So, you know, as we hear more and more talk, it's probably going to be raised in people's minds more and more. And you'll see the awareness growing. And then eventually, I think there'll be an acceptance that, okay, we're there. That's why it kind of, I think it takes us by surprise sometimes, because it's something that you don't want to have to deal with. But the reason you're doing this and the reason we're doing this podcast is because we do want to help prepare people, because there are some things that you could do to prepare. We believe that. And well, let me ask you about some of that. Do you think there's any preparation being done right now by contractors? I know the awareness level might be kind of low, but is there any preparation you think being done?
What we are kind of seeing is, or I guess what we're hoping is that there are things being done right now. And that's kind of happening passively or naturally. But to be honest, you know, we're not really sure what people are doing right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we want companies in the service industry to be prepared. And that's a big reason that we're here. We've done a lot of research on this topic. And one great resource that we found is actually a book called Blueprints for the Residential Contractor by George Papaherkalis. There's a lot of really great information in here. And this is a company that went through the 2008 recession, and really he just wrote about it, you know, what worked for him, what didn't work for him, and what he learned. And to kind of get to it more, what contractors can do to prepare, and maybe what they're doing now, again, passively, is building those long-range pipelines. You know, times are really good right now, business is booming, and this is a time where you can invest in your business, which I'll touch on a little bit more. But building that long-range pipeline is a big determinant of getting through a recession or through just tough times in general. I think people have this idea of hunkering down or cutting costs and just trying to make it through. But your business can continue without too much change if you set yourself up right now.
Yeah. And that would involve what? What are some of those things you could do to set it up like that?
Yeah. So a couple of the things that the contractors can do to prepare. There's a couple of main topics I want to cover here, but the first one is building a loyal team. So, and this is something that George talks about in his book, but to build a loyal team, you want to be loyal first to your team. You want to empower your employees, you're giving them valuable knowledge and information about your company, about your processes. And I think some business owners kind of have this fear that, you know, one of their employees may take this information and kind of start their own company or do something with it. But the reality is if you don't empower your employees and give them what they need to be successful, they're ultimately going to leave anyway. So building that loyal team and being loyal to your employees is going to help them stick with you through those tough times.
Yeah, I love that whole idea of, if you want to build loyalty, you have to be loyal. If you want friends, you have to be friendly, right? That sounds like a Carnegie principle there from, you know, how to win friends and influence people. I'm sure it's in there somewhere, but it truly is, almost goes without saying, but you have to say it, because sometimes business owners want loyal people, but they lack the investment in the real, I guess, motivation to get in there among your people and know what's going on, you know, and listen to them and respond appropriately and have things that are attractive. And, you know, sometimes you think it's just about, well, give them that thing that they want, but it's really more of an atmosphere that generates that. It's not any one thing. It's kind of the whole feeling like, I belong here. We've talked about this before on podcasts and some education, but I love that simple phrase, if you want loyalty, you got to be loyal. Because whoever thinks of an owner being loyal to their team, I don't know if I've heard those words quite matched up like that. I love it though.
Yeah. You know, it's a huge part of kind of eliminating the hierarchy, if you will. You know, there's a natural hierarchy of, you know, a company structure, but being willing to speak to your employees at eye level and really understand the processes that they go through that are put in place, and understanding what they need. And another big part of that, building that loyal team, is understanding when an employee is a good fit. You know, and that sounds simple enough, but there's really more to that than just years of experience or applicable skills. You know, maybe you have an employee who's really incredible at what they do, a master of their craft, but, you know, isn't a great teammate, or just, you know, kind of a tough person to get along with. Or maybe you have someone who is willing to work all the time, is that person you can have on call, but their quality of work doesn't quite fit into your company's quality of work. So it's easy to address short-term needs, especially in this industry where we do have a labor shortage, and you know, it's hard to keep talent or find talent for that matter. But you have to also kind of think about what's the good team fit, what's the best fit for the long run, and find people that fit that mold.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to be loyal to your team, which I imagine, you know, thinking about some of the new employees you bring in, that can be kind of scary because you want them to earn that, and earning trust is such a big thing. And it's true. You want people to earn trust, but you want to be invested in them first before you can demand a whole lot back. But that means you have to be, like you said, hiring the right people, because if you're afraid of being loyal to your team, you might have the wrong team, and that's okay. It's okay if you have the fear of that, especially if it motivates you to make the changes. So you have a team you could be loyal to. Okay, that's a really good point. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And my second point is kind of more moving to, I guess, operations and processes, is focusing on communication. And you want to establish a blueprint for how you communicate and implement that both internally with your employees, but also externally with your customers. Hmm. So, you know, when you're speaking with homeowners, you want to be completely transparent. You know, don't try to tell them, you know, what they want to hear, because ultimately that's going to come back and bite you. You know, if a project's going to cost more money than what you quote, or it's going to take a little bit longer than projected, you got to be honest with that homeowner. You know, chances are they're not going to be extremely happy if, you know, they're going to be in the house for a few more days, or it's going to cost a few $100 more. But as long as you're upfront with them and transparent about everything, they're really going to appreciate that. That way there's really no surprises.
Right.
And a big part of that blueprint is just how you give that estimate, you know, leaving nothing up for interpretation, telling them exactly what the cost of materials will be, exactly what the cost of labor is going to be, who's on the job, you know, and just giving them as much information as you can. And what that's going to do, it's actually going to do three really important things. It's going to establish trust between you and your customer. It's going to position you as the expert because you're clearly laying everything out. You know exactly how it's going to work and what's going to happen. And it's giving that homeowner confidence that they know exactly what to expect throughout the process. Mm. So not only just focusing on communication with your team and finding that right team fit, and giving them the information that they need, but also establishing kind of that systematic process of communication with your customers and having your team carry that out.
Yeah, that's good. There's so much to that, because I think good business owners and good salespeople know that the real currency being exchanged is trust, and it's not cash. And what you're doing when you provide a service for somebody is you're getting some cash, obviously, but you're getting something else with that that's going to be more important for that repeat business, and that is the trust. And honesty is one of the single greatest factors in building trust, I think. I read a book not too long ago. It was very short. I challenge people to read this because it will improve your communication with your team, like you mentioned, Adam, and it will improve your communication with anybody and everybody. And it's a book called Lying by Sam Harris. And what this guy did, he went to, I think it was Harvard, and his ethics professor had challenged the class to really think about a life without even white lies. What would that be like? And of course, most people are like, oh, you got to live with those. Come on. Everybody's got to do some white lying. And you're in business, for goodness sake. I mean, there's a lot of white lying that goes on there. I mean, you just can't give your business secret away. A lot of people run business like they're trying to separate a fool in his money. They think that's what business is. And I think the better business owners understand that business is much more than that. It's a pact. It's a sacred pact between the seller and the buyer, basically. And more happens besides just the exchange of cash. But this book, Lying, was so pivotal in my life and for not lying. And I'm talking about there's just a little tiny miscommunications and embellishments and misunderstandings, those kinds of things. But imagine if you really were to kind of purify the communication process by honesty, I think a lot of change could happen. So I challenge people to read that book and see how far that takes them and what it does to their business. It could revolutionize the business, but I believe in it. I believe what you're saying. So, okay, that's good. Love that.
I love that. And that's definitely going to be a book that I'm going to check out. Because I agree. You know, I think it removing all those embellishments and little white lies and the little you know, just the little things and really being upfront with people can really go a long way. And removing those things and, you know, doing quality work is going to help build that reputation, which actually leads me into my next point of doing quality work, you know, and that seems like a no-brainer, but there's so much more that goes into quality work beyond just doing a great job on a project. And, you know, a big part of that, again, is just setting realistic expectations, communicating, over-communicating if it's necessary with the homeowner. But also, you know, a level of professionalism and your overall attitude during the process makes a huge difference with just how it resonates with your customer. So, you know, you may be a company that does incredible work, you know, the best work in the world, but if a homeowner didn't really enjoy working with you, it's not going to resonate the same way. You know, yeah, they did an amazing job, but they were kind of a pain, or they didn't really just communicate when I wanted to communicate. So it's just not that that experience isn't going to feel the same as if they you did incredible work and communicated incredibly.
And
on the other hand, you know, let's say the work is not the best. It's good, but not amazing. But you do all those things. You follow up. You're very transparent, and you are very easy to work with. Then that's something where it's really going to result in a better experience for the homeowner. You know, they may say, hey, you know, please come back and fix this or change this. But since you made it so easy to work with you and you communicated effectively throughout the process, that's just going to be an easy process for that that homeowner to have and to go through with you. And then that's eventually going to turn into a happy customer who's going to really talk about that experience with their friends, with their family, and just have that willingness to solve the problem with the customer. You know, things come up, things go outside the job than what you had planned. It happens all the time. You know, it's going to take a little bit more time. It's going to cost more. You know, maybe something breaks or something's damaged and you have to go back and fix that. You know, these things happen, but as long as you're building that rapport with the customer, right, no embellishments, no room for interpretation, everything's out in the open, that's going to result in a great experience for the customer. And then what's going to happen is that customer is going to become a promoter. You know, it was a prospect and then you did the work, they became your customer, and now they're becoming your promoter. And that's the person that's going to leave you those good reviews. That's the person that's going to build your word of mouth and really create incremental business for your company.
Right.
You know, and that's what is the big part of building that reputation. And that's something you can lean on in a recession when times do get hard, is because you've gone over the top for your customers again and again and again, and you've built that reputation that you can then use when times do get a little more tough.
Yeah, I love that movement from prospect to customer to promoter. That's really interesting. And when you were talking about the quality of your work, and you say, does it go without saying? You're right, it doesn't go without saying, because a lot of people, as you get into big production, it just becomes, you know, hey, just give them the basic thing that they've asked for and move on. But when you really do poor quality work or generic work, that commoditizes your services. All of a sudden, you're just providing a commodity like everybody else is. Now they have 100 people to choose from, 100 businesses to choose from. But when you provide high quality work and you're fully invested and you're honest, and that builds loyalty with people, that rarefies your services. It's not quite this commodity that you could just find on every corner. Everybody's peddling commodities. So imagine, I love that in my head, it all of a sudden just became poor quality work, or low quality or generic quality work commoditizes your services. Okay, so those are great ways to build loyalty and to kind of build your clientele, really, that with this trust relationship, with this rarefied service provider that you become, all of a sudden you can get through the hard times because you know who your clients are, they know who you are, and you're going to them and they're coming to you. So is that kind of the picture there?
Yeah. That's, you know, the things you want to focus on, you know, is building that team, focus on communication internally and externally, and really doing great work. And, you know, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth, which I love, is, you know, differentiating yourself. You know, what are you doing to provide an experience to the customer? You know, painting is a craft. There's thousands of painting companies out there. but you know, where really what makes you unique throughout that process. And that's what you want to pass off to the customer. And that's really going to help you out in the long run.
Well, I love it. Well, how do people find out more about you or from you and about Home Advisor?
Yeah. So whether you're, you know, if you're on the consumer side, you can visit our website, homeadvisor.com. If you need any type of project done, whether it's painting some rooms to a new roof, to a new lawn and anything in between, come visit our site and we can match you up with a service professional. And if you're a service professional, you can also visit our site, again, homeadvisor.com. We can get you in touch with a specialist who can tell you about your area, what type of volume to expect, pricing, anything like that. But yeah, really, that's what we do at the end of the day. We connect consumers and service professionals for their home improvement needs.
Hey, Adam, can you tell me, for the webinar that's coming up on September 10th at 3 p.m. Central, will you be covering these things more in depth?
Yeah, so I'm going to do a deep dive on some of the topics that I covered here, specifically, you know, what ought contractors be doing to prepare for a recession. So I'm going to dive into that a little bit deeper. And really what I'm going to do is give actionable items that you can use to support these points, but really, you know, really give you guys actual tools that you can act upon to start preparing now, because that's another key, is investing in your business now when times are good, so you can prepare yourself for the future when things do slim out.
Great. I think that's going to be helpful. Looking forward to it. Thanks for being on Paint Ed.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate you having me.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org. We'll see you next time. If you want loyalty, you got to be loyal.